You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The local union that represents Metro Transit drivers says there may be problems ahead. At a time when college students will soon return to campus and kids will head back to school soon. Teamsters Local 120 represents 400 Metro Transit workers. The union says the city is behind on repairs and inspection, which are required by federal law. Union leaders say mechanics deserve better and say the system, quote, can't function due to mismanagement and inadequate staffing, end quote. Interim Metro Transit Director Eric Knepp says they're working with mechanics to, quote, meet the complex maintenance requirements of our fleet, end quote. Both sides acknowledge their busiest season is coming. Metro Transit workers have been operating without a contract since December. More and more Wisconsin sheriff's offices are making deals with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Under some of these programs, local law enforcement can essentially operate as immigration authorities. The ACLU says 3 years ago, 8 Wisconsin counties were signed on to this program. Well, 7 more have joined just since President Donald Trump took office. Now 13 counties across Wisconsin have formal 287G agreements with ICE. Last week, we reported that at least 3 sheriff's departments across the state have signed agreements with ICE to house people before deportation. Before that, the only ICE detention facility in Wisconsin was Dodge Detention in Juneau. The ACLU report shows that ICE has requested more than 3,000 detainers in Wisconsin over the last 4 years. When honored, those detainers allow someone to be transferred directly to ICE from local sheriff's departments without a warrant signed by a judge. It's optional, but most Wisconsin sheriffs choose to honor them. The Dane County Sheriff's Office does not, which recently drew the ire of the Department of Homeland Security. Meanwhile, a Milwaukee religious group has joined a lawsuit fighting ICE arrests on church property, all after ICE arrested someone at a Lutheran church in Wisconsin. Sarah J. Waddles reports.
It was an ICE arrest at a Lutheran church in Waukesha that has led to a lawsuit from a Milwaukee-based Lutheran association. The WPR report says back in May, someone was taken into custody at Ascension Lutheran Church in Waukesha. Now the Greater Milwaukee Synod, which reps dozens of area churches, has joined a nationwide lawsuit against a policy allowing immigration agents inside churches. The lawsuit claims the policy change from Washington has scared people away from worship services and has harmed church communities. They say the government action, which they want stopped, interferes with religious freedom.
Meanwhile, Dane County is finally getting relief from Canadian wildfire pollution. As meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains, this stretch of smoke broke records.
A high-pressure system is to blame for dragging in Canada's wildfire smoke. Because how this weather system works, it takes the air above and sinks it to the ground. Now some are feeling health issues and side effects from breathing in the polluted air. Looking back at 2023, we had 2-day hits of air quality alerts. It never lasted any longer. For example, June 27th to 29th, the alert was in effect for 2 consecutive days. Then again on July 14th through the 16th. This stretch we're in now, it's like the 7th inning of a non-scoring baseball game where it drags. As of August 5th, it's been an entire week. Now in some places, the alert expired on Saturday, but that still marks a record of 4 days in a row. The high-pressure system and thickest smoke is now slowly sliding to the east, hugging the Great Lakes and devouring New York. Meanwhile, a low-pressure system is building to the west and headed our way. This will kick up winds and shift the air mass out of here. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers take on the Braves for Game 3 of their series in Atlanta. The Brewers with a 7-2 victory last night, their 5th win in a row. Pat Murphy.
You really have to be disciplined right now. More than ever before, we got to be disciplined. It's how we play and the mindset we're in when we play, because circumstances say ball could have bounced the other way and we're not, those numbers aren't there. You know, you have to just be consistent in how you prepare and be attached to your process, not your results.
NFL. He's slated to be their starting defensive back to replace Jaire Alexander, but Nate Hobbs will miss all of the preseason games after having knee surgery over the weekend. It happened last Thursday in practice.
I'm just happy that it wasn't nothing more serious.
Was it meniscus?
It was a meniscus.
Okay, and right knee, I assume.
Right knee, yes, sir. I'm committed, as I say I am.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sci-fi fans, in particular, those who are fans of the show Invasion, will be happy to know that Apple TV just dropped a trailer for Season 3. The show follows five people who deal with an alien invasion from around the world. According to Deadline, Season 3 drops Friday, August 22nd on Apple TV, with new episodes dropping Friday nights through October 24th. Sylvester Stallone has made a few great movies, but a lot of stories that have come out about him over the years are not so flattering. Years ago, Pamela Anderson alleged that Rambo offered her a Porsche and/or a condo to be his number one girl. He supposedly did not deny there were other numbered girls and said, "You're in Hollywood now, honey." Cringe. Anderson says she rejected his offer, and Stallone's reps say it never happened. Anderson is allegedly dating her Naked Gun co-star Liam Neeson, who only offered her an 88 Chevy Chevette and an efficiency apartment. She accepted. It must be love. How much is Leo DiCaprio worth? In the neighborhood of $30 to $50 million, according to Warner Brothers and Michael Mann. Mann has a finished script for Heat 2, his follow-up to his 1995 film Heat. Attached so far are actors Austin Butler and Adam Driver. Mann's ideal budget is $200 million, which Warner Brothers balked at. Mann did a revised budget for $170 million, and Warner's told him they would like it to be even less expensive. Mann's solution, according to Hollywood Insider, is to sign Leonardo DiCaprio in hopes that it will get Warner's to sign off on a higher budget. The original film was a hit and starred Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Val Kilmer, and Ashley Judd. The sequel will focus on tracking down Val Kilmer's character, who escaped in the first Heat. The film is not quite a lock to get made and is currently in the very early stages of pre-production. Actor Jonathan Joss was fatally shot outside his home after a fight with a neighbor in early June. Joss had played John Redcorn on King of the Hill since 1996 after the original voice actor who played Redcorn passed away. Redcorn was honored during the season 14 finale of the show Monday night. Zigfredo Alvarez was charged with first-degree murder after the shooting but was later released on a $200,000 bond. San Antonio police initially said the murder of Joss, who was gay, had nothing to do with his sexuality, but have since walked that back, saying that they spoke too soon. And the investigation is ongoing. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus recently expressed sympathy to the San Antonio LGBTQ plus community over the loss of Joss and says the department is committed to pursuing every lead in the tragic case. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Some showers and storms possible for your Thursday, otherwise partly sunny and a high of 85. On Friday, sunny and hot, near 90 degrees and low 90s on Saturday.
Currently, 63 degrees.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.